CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman's website takes us to space engineering. Bob keeps a count of launches. Bob, how's SpaceX doing?
It's not just SpaceX. The last few days, there have been a whole bunch of different launches. For example, the Russians launched a new GPS-type satellite. They have a system of their own, like our GPS. After the fall of the Soviet Union, it was mostly fell down. They weren't able to replenish those satellites, and only in the last decade have they begun to replenish them. And with the war in the Ukraine, they absolutely need their GPS system functioning. So they launched one using a Soyuz 2 rocket this past weekend. SpaceX launched two Intelsat communication satellites. Intelsat really hates Starlink. They're actually trying in combination with Viasat to block Starlink, but at the same time, they'll use space to launch. The first stage completed its 14th flight, which ties a record, reusability. China had two launches this past weekend, and one of them they launched from a floating sea platform, and another launch they set up their first solar observation satellite. They're going to try to do solar science in orbit. Basically, anything we do, they got to do better. You know, that's basically what they're doing. Then Rocket Lab launched a NOAA satellite. NOAA wanted a satellite that could actually read data from various sensors on the Earth. So it's not really a research satellite to look at data on the Earth. It's to pick up data and transport it to the Earth for research purposes. And that was their eighth launch in this year, which is a record for them. For Rocket Lab. Overall, the United States continues to dominate the launch market, John, led by SpaceX, but not entirely by SpaceX. In fact, if you combine all American launches, to combine the entire globe of everybody else, American private industry still has more launches than the rest of the world. And that is only going to get more in the next few years because of all these startups that are coming along.
Now, Bobby, you raise a puzzle here. I don't have the answer to. I just want to observe that Russian satellite, the GLONASS GPS type constellation, is that being used for the war, and does that make it a target?
Yes, that's absolutely the case. It is used. In fact, if you own a GPS, if you use GPS at all, I guarantee you it's using GLONASS satellites as well to help refine your position. Though it doesn't work in some, it's designed to work over the high latitudes of Russia, so it won't work in some places in the United States. But yes, of course, it's a target, just as our GPS satellite. But you know, taking these out is not a simple thing.
I understand. I hadn't considered that. You know, extending that war into space is next. Now we go to Brazil and private enterprise. What have we got here?
Yep. There's a Brazil's military. Brazil has had a spaceport called Alcantara Space Center, and it's existed for like 30 years, basically attempting to do their own rocket system back about, I don't know, maybe before 2000. They had a launch failure, and then they abandoned it. They said no more. But it is an Air Force base, and so their Air Force, their military, has signed a spaceport deal with a company called C6 Launch Systems. This is a small sat rocket company. It's a startup. They want to make a small constellation launching satellites in the near future, and they've now signed a deal with Brazil to launch from there. And they've also signed a deal with another company, Concert Technologies. This is a launch contract. So this company that hasn't yet launched anything from Brazil has now got a launch contract to launch satellites for a Brazilian company. So this is international, John, and it's really cool.
Now the logic, a concept to make an upper stage reusable. What does that mean exactly, Bob? You reach into space and bring it back down?
Yes, exactly, and you can then use it again. Upper stages are difficult to do because they got to come down from high altitudes at very fast speeds. This company, it's called Stoke Space, is using is rethinking how the engine on the upper stage would be built so that it would be less fragile when it comes back to Earth. It could be protected easier from damage in the high speeds coming back to Earth. The shuttle attempted one way to do it. Starship is attempting another. And now this company, which is a startup, has $100 million investment capital, is trying another. Their idea is to put the nozzle is the big issue. One single engine with a big nozzle is very fragile. They want to create multiple small engines in a metal ring that you can protect much easier. That's their idea. Interesting stuff. They have to launch first. They're not there yet.
I note, Bob, in your write-up, you say these are veterans friends of both SpaceX and Blue Origin. So this is the second wave of those private enterprise successes.
That's exactly right. We're beginning to see the employees of these early companies now experienced going out there and setting up their own companies, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.